Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Mama, her house is gone. It's leveled. And it's level.
Anita Owens in Plantersville, Alabama, mourning her mother's death. The system that spawned 60 tornadoes this weekend and claimed 40 lives is finally weakening as it pushes off the East Coast. Twisters across eight states might mean Tornado Alley is expanding. The U.S. Navy has come under fire by Houthi rebels who apparently missed as they retaliate for weekend airstrikes by the U.S. into Yemen. There's a push in Michigan to stop gassing geese. Gas is used by the state to curb the Canada goose population. Animal advocate Larry Carcel told ABC affiliate WXYZ in Detroit, it's inhumane.
There's a lot of people who really do care about the geese. They can hold their breath for a long time, so it takes them a long time to die. It's really inhumane.
Robert Preston Morris, former pastor of a Texas megachurch, to turn himself in on child sex abuse charges. This is ABC News. Columbia grad student Mahmoud Khalil is not the only one targeted by the State Department for possible deportation. ABC's Sonia Rincon reports from New York City.
Since Khalil was taken into custody, two more students have been impacted. A doctoral student from India, Ranjani Srinivasan, self-deported on Tuesday after her visa was revoked. DHS claims she supported Hamas. And a second Columbia student, Lika Cordia, a Palestinian from the West Bank, was arrested Friday in Newark for her part in the Hamilton Hall takeover last April at Columbia. Also Friday, some students participated in a walkout and protest. The university president's office was vandalized with graffiti saying, "Free them all."
The brackets are in, with North Carolina barely getting in. Same for Texas, giving the Southeastern Conference a record 14 teams in March Madness, including overall top seed Auburn. Rick Pitino leads St. John's back to where his coaching career took off. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Partly sunny, breezy, and turning much warmer today. A high of 55, southeast to south winds at 10 to 20, and gusty. A few clouds tonight, a low of 34, with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny, continued warm, a high of 62. Tuesday night, clouding over with a 30% chance of light rain after midnight, a low of 39. Wednesday, breezy with rain likely turning to snow in the afternoon. Right now, they're telling us 1 to 3 inches of snow possible through late evening on Wednesday. For Thursday, decreasing clouds, gusty winds, and a high of 41. Clouds pushing in with scattered light rain Friday, and then mixing with snowflakes in the evening, a high of 49. Flurries or sprinkles possible Saturday, and 46. That takes you through the next several days here in southwest Wisconsin. After a high of 41 yesterday, right now south to southeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. After a low of 18 so far in the early morning hours, we are at 20 degrees. Good morning. Today is Monday, March 17th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me, for the dear Lamb of God left his glory above.
We start the day in a positive way on St. Patty's Day. Daniel O'Donnell, the honors for our special song to start the day. And then before that, Alan Jackson with our national anthem rendition for today. Good to be along with you today. The old Light and Milk Cow Show is on. This is Phil O'Nee with you today. Actually, I don't have to add an O. I'm pretty much, I'm the real deal Irish. A lot of people, you know, get adopted in to the Irish community on St. Patrick's Day, but I'm the real deal. And I've never done the ancestor check, but my son did, and it was something like 98% Irish heritage. That must mean that I'm pretty good, pretty up there. So anyway, good to have you along today for the old Light in the Mill Cow Show as we start the chores and begin another week here in Southwest Wisconsin. This is Charlie Pride.
Came in late again last night. Really, it was this morning. I had my alibi down pat. I was gonna be charming, but the locks were all changed. I was stuck outside with a key that no longer fit. There was a note on the door that said, adios, sayonara, goodbye, this is it. Telephone and locking her door. I don't think she wants to hear anything.
a phone booth, almost down to crying, all ready to spill the truth. I see she's tired of my lying, but I was all ready to beg and plead and to turn over a brand new leaf. But the second she heard it was me on the line, I heard click, she hung up on me.
And it looked just like our world was gonna end. Yes, we've touched the thorns of life, now we know better, and we're more in love now than we've ever been. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, and the world is tamed. Into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? And it's just like a second honeymoon. Yes, we fought the storms of life, now we know better, and the rain just helped to make the roses bloom. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, and the world is tamed. Well, into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain?
That is Wynn Stewart and After the Storm here on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show for a Monday. We remind you today the City of Richland Center, in conjunction with the Richland Center Fire Department, will be conducting a controlled burn in multiple sections of the Pine River Bottoms within the city limits. That's today, starting around 6 p.m. this evening. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time, but don't be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. And the Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck schedule will be at the Natural Bridge Store in Rockbridge coming up on Tuesday from 10:30 until 11:30, and in Cazenovia near Alibi's Bar and Grill from 12:30 until 1:30. Southwest Cap is required to collect names, ages, addresses, and household sizes. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will also help to speed up the process. There you go. Those reminders from Community Calendar today. It's quite a weekend for basketball. lots of games from the high school scene to college and pros as well. And the Badgers know where they're going. They're a third seed. We'll have details coming up when we check sports in just a bit here.
Both calves and slaughter cows are stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Holstein bull calves sold up to $775 each, and with the beef crossbred calves up to $1,000. The better conditioned slaughter cows range from 108 to 33. We did have one fleshy beef cow up to 155. Smaller thin cows, 70 to 84. A 1,050-pound Holstein feeder heifer brought 169 with four mates to her, weighing 1180 at 161. Our next feeder and beef cow sale will be on Friday, March 21st. Early consignments include 10 black heifers bred to a registered black, easy calving limousine bull, and they'll start around early in May. 13 white-faced cows bred back to a black bull, and they're set to calve in April and May. 25 550-pound Holstein steers, 30 to 35 red Angus steers and heifers, 16 white-faced steers and heifers, 13 Holstein steers weighing 5, 12 white-faced steers weighing 8, 12 Holstein steers weighing 950, 4 crossbred steers weighing 9, along with many other various cattle. Contact Darren Colton or Jim, 627-1401, if you have questions about the beef cows or have feeder cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sale. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will get you a good, competitive price for your livestock.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Trey Donaldson with the lead along the way with number 22 Michigan closing the Big Ten Tournament Championship game on an 11-2 run to beat number 18 Wisconsin 59-53 yesterday. The Wolverines won their first title since 2018 and did it on the first season of Coach Dusty May's coaching career. Golden was named the tournament's most outstanding player yesterday. John Blackwell scored 18 for the Badgers, who have not won the tourney crown since 2015, but certainly made it a good run. The Badgers now will be looking toward the next step, the postseason, and the NCAA tournament. They will play on Thursday morning, it appears. Thursday morning will be the pregame time anyway, sometime during the day on Thursday. Early afternoon, they'll take to the court against Montana. And so the Badgers are number three seed. We'll see how that goes coming up this weekend. Also yesterday in college basketball, it was a win for Florida over Tennessee, 86-77, and Memphis over UAB, 84-72. From the NBA, the Bucks lost again as they fell to the Western Conference leading Oklahoma City Thunder, 121-105. Damian Lillard with 19, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists for his 52nd career triple-double as well. But it wasn't enough for the Bucks in yesterday's loss. Philadelphia 130, Dallas 125, Orlando 108, and Cleveland 103. The Lakers 107, Phoenix 96, Portland 105, Toronto 102, Brooklyn 122, Atlanta 114. The Clippers got the win against Charlotte 123-88, and Minnesota over Utah 128-102. From the NHL, Detroit 3-0 over Vegas, Colorado 4, Dallas 3 in overtime, Edmonton 3, the Rangers 1, Islanders 4, Florida 2, Utah 3-1 over Vancouver, St. Louis 7, Anaheim 2, Winnipeg 3-2 over Seattle in overtime. And that's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
The Aerobic Polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Played pretty well over the weekend, so I need to work it off here a little bit today with the aerobic polka. Here we go. Johnny Durham with the Mocked Night Polka. Whew, that was good. But of course, we all know what day it is. So I'm going to switch from the aerobic polka to the aerobic Irish jig. Here we go. Come on. Whew. All right. Happy St. Patty's Day there. The aerobic Irish jig. Good for what ails you today as well. Right now it is 21 degrees at WRCO Studios. Today's high temperature will be at around 55. Partly sunny, breezy, and turning much warmer today. Southeast to south winds at 10 to 20 and gusty. A few clouds tonight, a low of 34. Partly sunny and continued warm tomorrow, 62. Before Wednesday, a lot of folks have been talking about that. Right now, some rain mixing to snow. The forecast is calling for maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation for our immediate area. Thursday, 41 and Friday, 49. Scattered light rain possible in the afternoon. We have a south to southwest wind at 2 miles per hour, and we're up to 21 degrees.
Port Colorado. But I had a little sweetheart lived here in this valley, and somehow I never quite forgot it. Her face was just as fresh as the dew on a flower, my blonde-headed, freckle-faced little Sally. Big blue eyes and soft pink lips, surrounded by the green, green valley. I walked across the mountains, swam across the rivers, so many that I couldn't keep. I live for the moment I could feast my eyes down upon the green, green valley, home in the green, green valley. There was one more hilltop, then there it was, stretching out just like heaven there in front of me. I got a mighty funny feeling, though, as I looked down that hill. I wondered if anybody would remember me. Then all of a sudden there was old Ebenezer Brown, and I asked him where I might find myself. He didn't say a word, just pointed down the road to the corner of the green, green valley. I took off running just fast as I could go, 'cause I knew then that Sally hadn't forgotten. For this was the part of the valley we always said we were gonna raise our children and our cotton. But then I stopped and I looked, for there was only a little fence and a marker on the grave of my Sally. She was lying there resting, just waiting for me to come home, home to the green, green valley. I walked across the mountains, swam across the rivers, so many that I couldn't keep a tally. I sat down beside her and I whispered, Sally, I'm home. Home in the green, green valley. Home in the green, green valley. Home in the green, green valley. Home in the green, green valley.
Tex Ritter on WRCO Radio and the Green, Green Valley here on WRCO. Drive carefully today on your way out and about. Hats off to all of those that make their living on the road, those cowboys of the road, cowboys and cowgirls driving trucks and moving on, and lots of folks moving on toward the job sites today as well. So be good, be careful. Going to be all right, good weather today, no doubt about it. Not, you know, over the weekend, it wasn't horrible, but certainly a change in the weather. Saturday, June always likes to open the windows, so had them open on Friday, yeah, it was pretty warm, and then Saturday morning, all of a sudden, boy, did it change. All of a sudden, as temps dropped and the winds picked up a little bit as well. But I know Annie, our cat, was feeling pretty frisky with the windows open on Saturday, but then we covered up as the day went on. 21 right now, WRCO in Richland Center. The Light in the Milk Cow Show time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A federal funding freeze has far-reaching effects. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The director of the Gardner Agricultural Policy Program at the University of Illinois says the Trump administration's freezing of USDA funding is having far-reaching consequences. Jonathan Kappas tells Brownfield.
These are duly appropriated, constitutionally appropriated funds by Congress, and the federal courts have been telling the administration to unfreeze them. We're still waiting to see exactly how that plays out. That's a tough level of uncertainty.
He says testimony at a recent Illinois General Assembly hearing on the defunding of the local food purchase agreement highlighted the local impact of the funds.
Really just some tough stories and reminders of some of the incredible work that goes on the ground, helping people find food, helping new farmers get started.
In addition, Kappas says questions remain for farmers that have accessed the $18 billion in Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding. The sudden termination of two USDA food programs has some producers seeking new marketing channels. Federal officials ended the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program and the Local Food for Schools program, which provided a direct marketing pathway for many meat, vegetable, and honey producers. One of them is Mike Miles from Luck, Wisconsin, who raises pasture-fed beef and chicken, and tells Brownfield the sudden end of the LFPA leaves him with another problem.
I have 1,200 pounds of frozen beef in a meat locker in my small town, ready to go, and now it's not going anywhere.
Ryan Sullivan from Sullivan Family Farms near Manitowoc, Wisconsin, raises vegetables, grass-fed and finished lamb and beef, organic-fed pasture poultry, and raw honey. He tells Brownfield the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program helped his farm increase the size and number of orders.
It did definitely help that we had the contract to sell into. We knew we had that amount that was going to be available, and it was a huge boost.
Wisconsin Farmers Union, Marble Seed, the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative, and Hunger Task Force are urging USDA to reinstate those programs. More than $1 billion might be at risk for farmers across the country if Congress eliminates conservation funds in the Inflation Reduction Act. U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman tells Brownfield the money doesn't go away if it's reauthorized through reconciliation.
It's not as easy as again, just saying, you know, the money's going away and you're not going to see it.
Bozeman says the funding decisions will be made in the next few months. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed within a commercial pullet flock in Iowa. Iowa's Department of Agriculture says it's the state's sixth detection of H5N1 within domestic birds since the start of the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
An active day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity held out until late in the week, and Friday's business definitely made it worth the wait for sellers. Draft steels in Nebraska were marked at $325. That's $9 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Live deals were at $203 in the South, $6 higher. than the prior week's business. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers 550 to 600 pounds and heifers 450 to 600 pounds were sharply higher. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers in-house and online. Feeder supply included 45% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers 502 to 546 pounds were at $392.50 to $409. Feeder steers 602 to 645 pounds brought $355 to $375.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer 651 to 673 pounds brought $296 to $319.75. Box beef closed lower with light demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.42 at $318.27. Select closed $1.15 lower at $306.32. Estimated cattle slaughter was 102,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down nearly 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors started the week more aggressive in their procurement efforts to keep up with the uptick in slaughter pace. They likely had needed numbers on hand, so the pullback in business on Thursday and Friday wasn't a big surprise. Global demand for U.S. pork is a focal point right now as trade tensions are ongoing. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gills at the National Daily Direct close a dime lower with a weighted average of 89.05. The Iowa Minnesota was 87 cents lower with a weighted average of 88.66. And the Western Corn Belt was down $1.07 with a weighted average of 88.46. Pork values close firm, up 9 cents at 97.38. Hams, picnics, butts, and ribs were higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and up about 40,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, watching the week's direct business develop, and lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade and ongoing uncertainty surrounding demand. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly a 203 live and 325 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up at the higher move in bean oil. May was 5 1/4 higher at 10.16. July was up 5 at 10.30. Corn was steady to modestly lower on spread trade and profit-taking. May was down 6 3/4 at 4.58 1/2. July was 4 3/4 lower at 4.67 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were up, watching that direct trade develop. April live was 1.12 higher at 203.17. June was up $1.07 at 199.35. April feeders were 1.22 higher at 281.20. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the questions about domestic pork demand. April was up $1 at 86.62. May lean was 40 higher at 89.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Why your odds of contracting bird flu are slim to none, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. While avian influenza, also called bird flu, has pummeled the poultry industry and driven up egg prices, the one thing it has not done is become widespread in humans. There have been isolated cases, mostly persons who work around poultry and dairy animals. Diseases transmitted by animals to humans are called zoonoses. While direct animal-to-human transmission of these diseases is rare, it's more common when there's an intermediary involved. like a tick or a mosquito. Scientists call them vectors. The vector bites a diseased animal, then bites a person, and they get the disease. Regional zoonosis control veterinarian Brent Moore, who works for the Texas Department of State Health Services, says humans don't really become vectors themselves.
Humans are a dead-end host versus a reservoir or amplifying host. And what that effectively means is a dead-end host, the virus infects you, but you don't produce enough virus in your blood for mosquitoes to be infected and then build up more virus to pass on to another host.
So, staying away from diseased animals and repelling vectors like ticks and mosquitoes should afford you a good deal of protection against zoonotic diseases. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Even with robots, labor does not go away. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Minnesota family that converted from a milking parlor to robotic milking says the change improved herd health and allowed them to focus on what they're good at. Suzanne Vold with Doric Dairy near Glenwood, Minnesota says,
"We're a 500 cow farm, so we're not big enough to have a middle management layer, but we're not small enough to do all the work ourselves through a parlor."
Vold says the family also had to admit they were better at managing cows than people.
"The work doesn't go away with robots, but it definitely changes."
Vold says the first few months after transitioning to robots was challenging.
"It was harder for people to adapt than the cows. The cows pretty much got it within the first couple of weeks."
She says for her family, the biggest challenge was bad timing as they made the investment right before the pandemic struck. A Midwest Farm Credit Cooperative says the financial condition of farmers this year is very commodity specific. Greenstone Farm Credit Services CEO Travis Jones points to the cyclical turn in dairy.
"Our dairy customers are sitting in a very sound situation, but there's certainly been challenging years in the past for dairy, but these last few years have been pretty strong."
He says he expects weak grain markets, input costs, interest rates, and trade uncertainty to have the greatest impact on farm incomes in the coming months. Cash dairy prices were lower except for butter Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 0.75 cents to 45 cents, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks down 6.25 cents at 169.25, five sales. Cheese barrels went down 4 cents to 169 with two sales. Butter up 0.25 cents to 234.25, seven sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cents to 115.5 with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Attention cattle producers, Red Fest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit redfestsale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
Today's forecast calls for partly sunny conditions, breezy and much warmer, a high of 55, southeast to south winds at 10 to 20, and a few clouds tonight, a low of 34, 62 on Tuesday and partly sunny. Also Wednesday, 48 with falling temperatures, and maybe, just maybe, some rain will turn to snow, 1 to 3 inches on Wednesday by Wednesday evening. We have a south to southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and right now we're at 21 degrees. Good morning, kids.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry. And try to sleep. But sleep won't come. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come like falling rain. You'll toss around. Cheating heart will tell on you
when tears come down.
When tears come down
like falling rain,
you'll toss around.
Don McLean on WRCO and on many versions of a Hank Williams song recorded over the years. Well, we'll get the expert in. Tony Schumacher will check in with what he believes for weather coming up in just a little bit here this morning. We trust that you had a good weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Pretty amazing on Friday. Lots of folks out and about as if it were a spring day. It's not yet. Close.
This morning I opened my eyes and caught you watching me sleep. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again. I love you, I want you forever and always. Was written all over your face. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again.
wind as they brush through my hair. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again. And deep in your eyes, I see the hunger that only true love can feed. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again.
The Mel Cow Show saying Happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although a few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, oh, we play the march from Saul.
Well, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns, they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And the Hennessy, Tennessee tootles, the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
For a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When President Kennedy to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Well, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns, they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And the Hennessy, Tennessee tootles, the flute, and the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
All my name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I have come to play with McNamara's band on beat a big bass drum. And when they march along the street, the ladies take them grand. They shout, there's Uncle Julius playing with an Irish band.
The cymbals clang and the hearts, they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute, the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is Mac.
There you go, a little Irish ditty for you from Dennis Day and McNamara's Band on March 17th. We'll check out the forecast next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Some warmer spring-like conditions here for a couple of days with a south wind flow and some partial sunshine. Temperatures will soar a good 10 degrees above normal today, even 15 to 17 degrees above normal tomorrow. Strong low-pressure system, though, taking shape by tomorrow afternoon over toward Kansas, Nebraska. That will slide northeast up into southern Wisconsin by Wednesday. Should bring us a soaking rain out there by Wednesday morning. That'll gradually turn over to wet snow Wednesday afternoon and evening. We could see a couple inches of accumulation around here for snow. The snow totals should be much heavier, though, from parts of northwest Iowa through southern Minnesota into parts of western and northern Wisconsin, where winter storm watches have been posted. Some of those spots could see about 6 to 12 inches of snow, high winds creating blowing and drifting as well. Things will quiet down for Thursday, then a weak weather system could impact us by Friday. The forecast for today, partly sunny, breezy, and turning quite a bit warmer with highs in the mid-50s. Southeast to south wind 12 to 20 and gusty. Just a few clouds tonight, low at 34. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued warm with a high of 62. East wind up to 10. There's a chance of light rain late Tuesday night, low at 39. Wednesday, breezy with rain likely. Probably turning to snow later in the afternoon with 1 to 3 inches of snow possible through late Wednesday evening. High temperature upper 40s on Wednesday, but falling later in the day. Strong north winds developing by late afternoon. Thursday, decreasing clouds and chilly, gusty winds in the morning, high at 41. Friday, clouds roll in with a chance of scattered light rain in the afternoon, then mixing with snowflakes in the evening, high 49. Saturday, maybe a flurry or sprinkle early, then partly sunny, high 46. You have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, 21 degrees. Yesterday's high was 41 for a high. Record high for March 17th, 2012, 82 degrees. A record low, negative 8 in 1941. Last year's high, 38, while the low was 27. Sunset will occur at 7:10 this evening, and then sunrise time this morning will be around 10 after 7. South to southwest winds at 2, barometer at 30.54. No precipitation today. After a low of 18, our current reading is 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 40 people were killed in severe weather over the weekend across the country. Millions of people on alert for more wind, rain, and possible tornadoes throughout today as well. The Trump administration denying it broke a federal judge's order by deporting hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members.
Just after 6 p.m. Saturday, planes carrying more than 200 Venezuelan prisoners left the U.S. after the administration invoked the Alien Enemies Act. Less than an hour later, a federal judge temporarily blocked the president from invoking the law and ordered the planes to turn around, saying any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States. But the planes never turned around.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. The president calling a federal judge's ruling ordering the administration to rehire thousands of employees ridiculous. President says he will continue discussions this week with Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News.